Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why 7 Fatal Startup Mistakes Actually Boost Success. Now let's get started with today's show. Every startup founder gets buried under advice about avoiding mistakes. Do this, don't do that. Follow this blueprint, avoid these pitfalls. But what if I told you the biggest mistake is trying to avoid all mistakes? Today we're flipping the script on failure. Here's the thing about perfectionism in startups. It's a trap disguised as virtue. I see founders freeze up, spending months trying to perfect their product before launch. They think shipping something imperfect is a mistake. But this so-called mistake actually accelerates learning. Your first version will never be perfect, and that's exactly the point. Market feedback beats internal perfection every single time. The founders who succeed aren't the ones with perfect products. They're the ones brave enough to put imperfect solutions into real hands. But here's where it gets interesting. Let's talk about hiring mistakes. Conventional wisdom screams never hire friends or inexperienced people. Yet some of the strongest startup teams broke these rules completely. Why? Because chemistry and hunger often outweigh perfect resumes. These risky hires become your most loyal culture carriers. They're not there for the paycheck. They're there for the mission. Let me show you exactly what this looks like. Back in 2008, Airbnb founders were told their idea was fundamentally flawed. Strangers will never stay in other strangers' homes, the experts said. They were advised to pivot to a safer business model. Instead, they ignored the advice and kept iterating on the mistake everyone said would fail. Sometimes the mistake everyone sees is actually your competitive advantage. So what does this mean for you? There's power in strategic ignorance. While your competitors avoid risky moves because they might fail, you're gaining market share. Your willingness to make certain mistakes becomes your competitive moat. Don't let other people's fear limit your experimentation. Here's your action step. Pick one mistake you've been avoiding this week. Set a small experiment to test it safely. Remember, the goal isn't recklessness, it's strategic rule breaking. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.